Welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show, your go-to podcast for empowerment and growth. I'm Coach Dr. Lauren, founder of Resilience Unlimited, inviting you to join our transformative journey each week. This space is specially crafted for high-achieving women, specifically women of color, where we can feel seen, heard, and part of a thriving community. This podcast is your compass for emotional regulation, understanding your purpose, and living unapologetically authentic. Ready to invest in yourself? Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Resilience Unlimited Show. As you all know, you heard the intro. I am your host, Coach Dr. Lauren. And this week I have another guest with us today. And actually, we are not too far from each other. We're in the same state, which is amazing. So I love this. So as you all know, if you're new here, you know, thank you so much for being here. Hopefully this episode really resonates with you. And if it does, then please be sure to listen to other episodes. There are episodes of just me talking, and I have other guests that I've interviewed, and we talk about their story of resiliency and what that looks like for us, especially as us being women of color. So be sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. If you are watching, if you're listening, wherever you get podcasts, please do the same. I would love your support, and review the podcast too, if this is something that, you know, you really love listening to. So I am going to let my guest Jaleesa introduce herself, but Jaleesa, welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about, resilience. And it's because I pretty much had to be born with resilience. So my mom and dad were separated when I was conceived. They were on their way to getting a divorce. And because, you know, they got pregnant with me, they decided to try to work it out, which was probably not the best idea. But, you know, people do, you know, what they feel is best for their children.
Right.
My mom had a history of infertility challenges. And before me, she had a couple miscarriages, and I think she had one after me.
Okay.
And she had never carried a pregnancy to full term.
Wow.
So for me, it was huge for her to get pregnant three and a half years after my sister, and for her to be having what she thought was going to be a seemingly healthy pregnancy.
Mm.
They ended up having to suture her. They ran the tests, the different tests that they do for, you know, different health challenges that a child might have. And it came back positive for Down syndrome.
Okay.
That was the first blow after, you know, having issues with even holding a pregnancy to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, you know, just my mom being a woman of faith. She, you know, she said, okay, you know, I understand. I see the test results, but, you know, we're just going to continue with how things are going. And then later on, they did an anatomy scan, and they found out that I would be born without a stomach and that my esophagus and my windpipe would be fused together.
Wow.
And after this news, in addition to all the other news, one of the nurses came and told her, she said, I think the best thing for you would be to have an abortion.
Terminate it. Right.
Because if your child would, if you carry this pregnancy to full term, there's, your child is going to need multiple surgeries to even have a chance at living a quality life.
Wow.
And she said, you know what? I see the test results. I see the sonograms. I see what the ultrasound says. I see what you're saying. I believe what you're saying. She said, but I'm believing that God has the final say.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to a revival. She had them pray over her and I. And she said the only thing that she remembers is feeling like she was being lifted off of her feet and that God was pouring gold into her stomach.
Wow.
And when she went back to the doctor, they couldn't find anything wrong with me.
Wow.
So for me, it was literally hearing that. It was like I had to be born with resilience because they gave up on me before I even had a chance to be.
Right.
And knowing that my mom's faith is what got me through, because she could have just believed the test results. She could have believed what the doctor said, what the nurse told her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't.
Right.
So that was how more recently I became the golden child because of that story and really getting back to my, my origin story of sharing the miracles and empowering people to know that, yes, I'm branded as the golden child, but there's a golden child within you too.
Yeah, within all of us.
Exactly. So that is my desire, my mission, my focus to really empower people to tap into that and embrace that, to know you are a golden child as well. You have a golden child within you as well. So, live a limitless life. Live a limitless life. You don't have to settle for less in any area of your life. So let's, lock arms together and go for it.
Yeah, wow, I love that. And I do apologize for my dog barking in the background. I'm sure there's an Amazon package that's just waiting, so she's just going to be a part of this resilience episode too.
Look, it's okay. Look, I have three kids. I have a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and I'm surprised that they this quiet, okay?
So this is just life, right? But wow. Yeah, that is definitely because it, your business is called, you have on your website, The Golden Child.
Yes, it's on there now. I mean, I literally just, like, within this past month started transitioning because I was known as the holistic health plug and more so just focused on the physical health and wellness. But now it's more so really tapping into, I recently got certified in human design. So
Yes, and I want to talk because I don't really know what that is. So I'm excited to learn more about that for sure. Actually, well, why don't I kick off with that question and then we can kind of go
yeah,
from there.
let's do
So,
it.
yes. Okay. So, given your expertise, your certification in human design, this is something I'm excited to learn about. Can you share with our audience, like, what is human design, and how has this played a role in enhancing your resilience, particularly in any challenges, not necessarily the one that you just shared, because that obviously frames the conversation, but any challenges that you've had since. And how has understanding human design contributed to your personal strength and ability to navigate adversity, especially as a Black woman? Because we know we have a lot of adversity.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I was introduced to human design in 2016, around that time. It might have been before that, but I really didn't catch on to it the way that it did in 2020 when I was introduced to it, because I was going through another experience. I was in an abusive marriage and I was on my way trying to figure out how to get out. I was a stay I am a stay-at-home mom, but I was a stay-at-home mom. I was pregnant with my third child at the time, really just trying to figure out what it would look like to be a single mom with three toddlers. And
Ooh, one is
so
enough. One is
yeah.
enough.
So
Oh.
at the time, my children were 1 and 2, and then I was close to having my third child. And it was literally 2 weeks before I ended up having to get the protective order against my now ex-husband that I came across my human design coach. And you talk about the divine synchronicities or like just the experiences that you have with connecting with people or certain things. Circumstances in your life that lead you to where you're supposed to be, the right place at the right time. And for it to be literally 2 weeks before I got the protective order to connect with her and her to introduce me to human design, I knew it was
Yeah,
like it
supposed to
was
happen.
time.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
was time. So as I, started really getting into it, I got my human design chart. She started to teach us about human design, and I was like, this is like eerily accurate. And I call it, now that I understand it more, I call it a personality test on steroids, because
Oh.
it's not just about your, how the Myers-Briggs or the color test, those will give you like a pretty generic understanding of your quote unquote personality. But human design is a combination of astrology, quantum physics, the I I-Ching, the Kabbalah, and the chakra system. And it's backed by science. So it's not just, the spiritual side, it's the scientific side as well, because scientists have studied this modality to really confirm the accuracy of it. And you put in your date of birth, your time of birth, and your location of birth, and it gives you your human design chart, which is basically how you're truly designed to interact with the world, interact with God, source, higher power, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But how you were created to really show up in this world and be able to decondition or deprogram yourself from the experiences or the labels or the things that life might have told you you were.
Right.
That's not what it is.
Yeah. So it's interesting, right when you said astrology, I was like, I wonder if that has something to do with it. So my first guest episode is with an astrology coach. And so I actually had a birth chart, natal reading chart by her. And it was like the most fascinating thing ever. I mean, ever. And she was telling me things, like not necessarily specifics, but she could give me a general understanding. And then and when I filled it in, she's like, oh, this makes sense because you were going through a transformation then. And I was like, this is insane, like not in a bad way, but I was like, what is this? Like, it definitely isn't. And she said that. She said, I, you know, wasn't happy with the Myers-Briggs because it really was just like this generic, what, ENGF or whatever the mm-hmm. letters are, which I forget what I am. I know I'm definitely an extrovert. But yeah, when you said that, that's what I was thinking about. I'm like, wow. So I don't know. I know the chakras. Actually, I have something back here, which is like Yeah. And then what were the other ones? You said quantum physics. System,
quantum physics, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, and I can't remember which ones I just mentioned.
Yeah, but what are those other two you just said? The I Ching and the Kabbalah. Like, what are those?
So I didn't really do too much research on the specifics, like those specific systems.
Right.
But I know the I Ching is really, I believe it's like the yin and yang.
Okay. Okay.
That system. Mm-hmm. The Kabbalah has a lot to do with the planets and the their positioning.
Oh.
And what the energy was doing at that time.
Okay. Okay. So you are certified in human design.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk to me about how that's really like opened up your world and your resiliency and, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I mentioned at the time that I was introduced to this, I was going through a very, very tumultuous time. I ended up getting the protective order 1 month after I gave birth to my son.
So jeez. I was
literally fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Postpartum, still trying to figure things out. And it was like, there was a situation that happened and it was like, I can't just keep letting this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, it wasn't just affecting me, it was affecting my children.
Exactly.
Because he couldn't get to me, because it was like, once you get to the point where you're numb, the stuff that they do, it just doesn't bother you anymore.
Right.
So he started to target our oldest child, who was 2 at the time, and do little things.
Oh my God. Wow.
Do things to him. And when I saw it that time with my own eyes, it was like, you can't just keep ignoring this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just keep, you know, just sweeping it under the rug, like allowing him to manipulate you, do all of these things. And I was like, I gotta
enough is enough. Yeah.
And being freshly postpartum, trying to figure out what my life was going to look like once I came into like really studying human design, it was like, okay, now it's starting to make sense. Why I've gone through so many traumatic experiences, because for me, my specific human design, trying to put it in a way that, you know, people that don't necessarily understand, but basically my human design, the understanding of it is that I'm going to go through a lot of experiences in order to alchemize them or use them for the next phase and stage in my life to be able to support other people.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I feel like that too sometimes, and I'm like, you know, this is not fun to go through this, but I can help other people because I can say I went through this. But I'm like, is that really like is that really the purpose here? What? Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay.
So it was like that one part of it, it was like, okay, now, you know, the experience from, you know, my mom's conception, that, you know, the things that I experienced in childhood, those traumatic experiences, all of those things that I actually wrote about in my book, it was like, okay, now, you know, people say, you know, your pain is not in vain, but now it made so much more sense.
Yes.
For my life's purpose, and to be able to truly discover who I am and how I'm designed to show up in the world. So human design helped me to be able to shift my perspective,
yeah,
on my situation, so that I wasn't continuing to shame and blame myself for, yes, getting into an abusive marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't continuing to beat myself up or have, you know, just playing the victim, being the victim in a, mm-hmm, situation. I was able to go from being a victim to being a victor. I went from just surviving and barely getting by to thriving.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was able to understand more about myself, take off those things that were no longer serving me. I was able to release so much,
right,
from my past, even, you know, those current experiences of becoming a single mom of three children. Like, I always said I didn't want to, you know, raise my children in a broken home.
Right.
But human design helped me to realize that a broken home is broken only if you're broken. So it could be one parent, yes, two parents, three parents. If you're broken, whoever's broken is going to be a broken home.
Right.
So,
right,
having two broken people in a home is still a broken home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So for me, it was like having all of these realizations to just come back to myself.
Right.
And take my power back from all those other sources that I had given them away to.
Right.
Human design helped me to see that and really empower myself to know that where I was is not always where I was going to be.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that is... So you said a lot of great things. I mean, you're talking about you were tired of, it sounded like you were just tired of being the victim too. Because I think after a while, I always say this, it's very easy to play the victim. You know, you get the, mm-hmm, sympathy, but then after a while, I found, because I've been in stages in my life where I'm like, gosh, I just feel like this person doesn't want to talk to me anymore because I just kept bringing all the drama. You know, it's just like you, like you're going to be branded as she's always, you know, complaining or she's always the victim or whatever the case is. And I just think after a while, you have to wake up at some point and be tired of that and say, you know what? Nobody's going to save me but myself. You know, like maybe I should actually look inward. And I do feel like that is most, you know, talk about broken people, broken homes. Like most people don't do that. They don't look inward. Mm-hmm. They want to just point, blame, shame, guilt, you know, play the victim forever. And where is that really going to get you? And so looking at you today, hearing this conversation, you radiate such happiness. You know, like there doesn't seem to be any sort of like, I was in an abusive marriage. I mean, you don't look heavy. You don't look like, you look very light. You know, you're smile, like it, you can definitely see that. I mean, I didn't know you then, but there was that massive shift within you and that happiness is within. So I just love that.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely took a lot, you know, therapy, those types, yeah, of things, you know, but that self-discovery piece and understanding who I really am, like I talked about, like being limitless.
Yes.
Like that unlocks doors because you realize that the only thing holding you back from is your dreams, your desires is you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're the key, but you're also the poison.
Yeah, okay? You're the gatekeeper.
You're all the things. But I realized that as you were talking, I was reminded that everything that happens to us in our lives is not our fault, but it's our responsibility to do something with it or not.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about what you said, and I just am thinking about seasons in my life, but also people. I'm sure you had to do this. You probably had to shed some people in your life because the old you had those friends And I'm sure there was probably some codependency and very unhealthy connections with those people, because that's kind of, you know, what is it? Water seep to their own level. So whoever the five people are you hang out with, I'm sure they're, you know, they're doing what you're doing. So I'm sure you had to shed. And then that probably opened up the doors for you meeting some amazing people who were on the same path or interested in that self-discovery. Because I know for me, I'm like, yeah, all the people I'm around, they're all about self-discovery. And I think it's because that's who I want to surround myself with. I'm not interested in talking to people from 10 years ago who are still 10 years ago. You know? Like, what's happening here? Like, why are we still complaining about what happened in 2011 in a relationship that you should have gotten out of, like, then?
Yeah. You know, and the biggest one was my husband at the time. We had known each other since I was 17. And we were friends for years.
Yeah,
we were friends for years. And, you know, thinking back to how, you know, how that came to be, had that not happened, I probably still, you know, had I not met him, I probably still would be in bondage to a lot of things that that happened to me before,
right,
you know, college. But like you said, relationships are for seasons, reasons, or lifetimes. We try to turn seasonal people,
yes, into a lifetime, into sometimes
lifetime relationships, and that was not
the plan. It was not the plan.
It was not the plan. But as I look back, I'm grateful for the experiences. I'm grateful that I have my children. I'm grateful that he was one of the first people that I told about some of the things that I went through in childhood,
right?
And having that outlet, having that safe space. But again, if I could go back,
yeah. Right. Hindsight's 2020, though, right?
Yeah. But oh, my gosh. Because we kind of grew up together.
Right.
We had some of the same friends.
Mm-hmm.
And certain people would question because they saw this side of him a different side than I saw in the household. Because, you know, somebody on the outside, they're going to present themselves in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're living with someone,
it's a different ballgame.
You see their true colors.
Right.
And having conversations with mutual friends, I was like, that can't be, like, making it seem like I was crazy. Like,
yeah,
I was lying.
Yeah.
His family members, like, it was a whole mess. So I definitely did have to release some people, release some relationships, and just, you know, stand in my truth. You can believe me or not, but this is my story, and I'm going to tell it.
Yes.
That was the other thing, like telling my story and my experiences. It's like, this is the role that he chose to play in my life.
Right.
I'm just telling the story.
Right. Yeah, that's heavy. That's definitely heavy, but needed, you know, and you realize that. And I think that takes a lot of courage to stick to your story, because if you're the only person and everyone is continuously, you know, throwing knives and all these things at you, it's very easy to cower and be like, okay, fine. But I mean, when you are still standing saying, no, I know my truth and this is what happened, you know, that's resiliency right there. Mm-hmm. Sure. So we're coming to the end of this episode, but I would love for you to share, because your story is so powerful, what is it that you do to help other women? I know you said you wrote a book. So can you share with our audience a little bit about your services, your business, what you do, all that good stuff?
Yes. So the title of my book is It's All in Me, My Journey to Freedom and Living Abundantly. And I actually self-published this book in 2018, right before getting married, not realizing that.
It was all in you. It was all in you.
Wow. I was going to need this book to get through that situation and circumstance, but it's a self-help guide and a self-help journal to really help you to see and understand that you have everything that you need to overcome. You have everything that you need to succeed in life and do the things that you desire and that you dream of. So that's the first thing. It's really been the foundation of my business since 2018. Now, more recently, getting certified in human design. I have a human design self-discovery report. And you can go and get your human design chart for free from my page. And at the bottom of the chart, you'll see the self-discovery report. And it'll give you more insight into your human design chart. I also
Very cool.
do Yeah, also do mini readings, which is a 15 to 20 minute recording of your information and guidance around your human design. And then I do a live reading because a lot of people are like, they love my energy. They want to, just to be in the space when I'm sharing information about their human design. So I offer live readings now. And then more recently, as I shifted into my new brand, I just had my brand launched on the 28th of February, 2024, for whenever, anybody's listening to this. So I just recently opened a membership space called Prayer, Healing, and Human Design. And it's really understanding that we learn so much better, we heal so much faster, we grow so much more in community than just by ourselves or in one-on-one settings. So providing that community space for people to explore their spirituality and explore human design in a collective community of us, like you said, having those five people around you that are going to continue to help you move forward
Support you,
in life and support you and hold you accountable. That's
it.
another thing.
It's a huge one.
Accountability.
Yeah, accountability. Yes. We got to
Hold you
execute. We got to follow
accountable.
through.
Yes, for what you said that you're gonna do. So those are the main things now. You can get your free human design chart, your human design self-discovery report, your readings, and prayer, healing, and human design. Oh, and my book. So those are the main things. And all of this is on my website, jaleesahardy.com.
Yes, and all of well, the main link will be in the show notes, and people can find you on Instagram, correct?
Yes, at Jaleesa the Golden Child.
Awesome. Oh gosh, Jaleesa, thank you so much for sharing your vulnerability and your story. And I'm sure this really resonated with a lot of women because I know that these are things we don't always freely talk about. And that's why I love the show, because I want to be able to have that freeness and airy, lighthearted, like it's not lighthearted, but it's a space where we can just, hey, this is what happened, and look at me now. So
Exactly.
thank you so much for being here. And those of you again who are listening, please be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts and on the YouTube channel. And yeah, I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining us this week on the Resilience Unlimited show. Be sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. See you next week, divas. And don't forget, stay resilient.